Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is here, BJ, Brian Jones, SEC on CBS Sports. What's up, man?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to prove to folks that I have no relation to Vernon Jones. And, I roll with Jim Jones, the rapper, not that dude who had that strange Kool-Aid, back when we were kids. Yeah, exactly. So, I'm great, man. How are you two knuckleheads?
Hey, man, stealing money, bro. Are you kicking it by the pool? Are you actually up in New York? Where are you right now?
I was kicking it by the pool, me and my two dogs, Hoya and Otto, and then I decided I better come in here and do this interview with you guys, and I'm going to go back out there and work on my tan.
Right on, man. All right, brother, we were just talking about how Tennessee and Florida used to be the big game. I mean, is Tennessee ever going to get it back together, my man?
I think they will. I thought they would lose that game to Pitt, and then Pitt goes and loses to Western Michigan. I mean, what a crazy season it looks like this is going to be, which I love. Mm. You know, keep the drama coming, so it should be interesting. Yeah, I think they will. You know, you look at Heupel and what he was able to do when he took over there at UCF, and he's got to get his type of guys in there, of course. And sometimes it takes a minute for that to occur. And you know, he's going to have folks wanting to flock to him because of the success UCF and the way they chunk the ball around. So I think he'll eventually get it there. Florida impressed, man, especially in that second half. And as I said on our postgame show, Gary Danielson made an astute observation when he mentioned the fact that it took Florida a couple quarters to get caught up with that tempo of Alabama after playing, you know, the FAUs and USFs of the world. It takes a minute to get acclimated to the rhythm of a game. And once they did that, to be able to run for 280 and be right there in the ball game was impressive. So I think they're going to be fine if Emory Jones can stay away from the damn interceptions. He's still not a quarterback that throws guys open. He can hit you if you're wide open, but if he has to throw you open, he hasn't mastered that aspect of playing quarterback just yet. And if this Anthony Richardson is back, man, I'd love to see a lot more of him. He's a freak. He's different. Right. And so, you know, that cat, you got that 1-2 punch with those two. And the defense played much better in the second half. I think they had about three or four three and outs there, but couldn't get the rock back in the hands of their offense with enough time to do anything. So Florida's going to be all right. We'll see what happens with the Volunteers.
You watch him SEC on CBS, Brian Jones. Ah. See, you got me screwed up. Brian Jones.
I'm sorry for bringing up Brian Jones.
It's all right. So Alabama and Georgia seem to be above everybody else. But here's what I have to ask you. Can defense still win chips in college football? Because Georgia's defense seems to be lights out, and it's what's going to keep them in every game this season, including what I suspect them to be in the SEC championship game against Alabama. Can you win a chip with a dominant defense, or are those days gone?
Well, we got into this argument. Kevin Carter, the great Florida Gator, of course, won Super Bowls at the NFL level. He and I got into an argument back in August. Not really an argument. You know, I didn't like what he was saying. He didn't like anything that I was saying. And then the person who I was saying it to was Aaron Murray, the Georgia legend, because he stated that defenses don't win championships anymore, and I call bull dookie on that. I think they still do. To answer your question, yes. And Georgia has one of the best, if not the best, that's going right now. I mean, they'll knock the meat out of your taco. Those cats fly around like crazy. And I continue to go back to this play versus Clemson where the backside backer, they threw a tunnel screen, did Clemson, and the backside backer beat all the cats on the front side of the play to the ball. And I was like, wow. And I'm watching the game film on a plane, and I'm just yelling and screaming. They're looking at me like I'm damn crazy. And so I am so impressed with the way they play defense. Auburn, I'm going to put them in that number, maybe not their defense, but as a team. And the defense wasn't horrible. But they're going to be in the mix. You said Bama and Georgia are the best in the SEC. I think Auburn's going to be in that mix. Of course, Texas A&M, and they've got a tough one this weekend, the game we have. Arkansas and Texas A&M. Arkansas can play some damn good defense. Ask our Longhorns, Duke. I mean, they were just whipping up on my boy. We got backers that, hell, they don't know if they're coming or going. They can't find the ball half the time. But there's a reason I picked – I know, hey. They got one guy that's ready for the SEC, and that's Bijan Robinson at running back.
Yes.
Other than that, nah. That's still a work in progress. But there's a reason I didn't pick Bama to win the conference heading into the season because of all those other teams I just mentioned. A&M and their defense and Leal and Peavy on that defensive line. And their secondary, everyone goes about 6'2", 6'3". So they'll get a good test this weekend. You know, Arkansas, Ole Miss, I'm still waiting to believe in their defense. Offensively, we know what they can do. They're going to post some big numbers as they did on Bama a year ago. But defensively, we'll see what they're working with. And if Matt Corral can stay away from interceptions, I think he had 5 versus Arkansas last year in a game, and he's coming off a big performance with 7 touchdowns. So I still think the West is a little bit more wide open than the East. It's Georgia and Florida, in my estimation.
It is our man Brian Jones, or as Carl likes to call him, Brian Jobu Jones from the SEC on CBS.
He may be African for real.
You're a fool.
Pretty much.
Hey, man. So, like, I mean, by the way, I feel your pain, Longhorns. It could be worse, Brian. I'm Florida State. Let's not even go down this road. Hey,
oh, man. Yeah. You need therapy, dog.
I know. It's called brown liquor. Hey, man, A&M, you mentioned Texas A&M and Arkansas, the game you guys have this week. They got Calzada at quarterback, and the quarterback competition went late in the summer before they announced the starter who got hurt. Brian, I knew Jimbo at FSU. I mean, this offense looks nothing like those offenses at Florida State. It's tough to watch them play offense, man. They don't do anything.
A&M doesn't do anything?
No, they're slow. The pace, the quarterback's deliberate. I mean,
must be crazy, man.
A&M?
Now, the principles don't change. The strategies do, considering who you have to work with. And this dude's got a plethora of talent on that offensive side of the ball. All those wide receivers, the tight end, Wiedemeyer, you've got Caleb Chapman who's back, you got Anaya Smith, Arshank Spiller at the running back position. I mean, there's a reason that cat, was it Corbin, left A&M because he couldn't get back on the field after he got hurt a couple years ago. That's why he transferred to FSU. So they have a ton of talent, and Calzada, he has already showcased that he can handle the big moments, throwing that wheel route to Spiller to cap the victory there versus Colorado.
Yeah.
2 weekends ago. So he's shown he can handle that. I think you're wrong, man. This offense is cool to watch. And ask them Florida Gators, you know, if they're boring. The way they ran through them a season ago, no, I don't think they're boring. They want to lean on the running game, but yet they'll chunk it around as well.
Carl, agree to disagree.
I hear you, man. I mean, this is
to disagree.
But this is the thing, B. We're trying to figure out, like, if A&M, everybody's hyping them up, so we got to find out if they're going to be a real player. I don't disagree. The talent's been there, but they got to win some games, some meaningful games, and they haven't yet done that. So that's what looms is why we kind of were doubtful about what's going on. You buying Oregon, by the way? Are you buying Oregon as a team that's going to be in the college football playoff?
I am now. You don't go into Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, and punk Ohio State in the manner in which they did. They ran right up the gut against that defense. They ran – they had scoring plays where they ran the identical play, and they scored on it all three times. Like, damn, you don't fix that. So there's a reason why they're making changes on the defensive side of the ball, and Kerry Coombs is no longer calling the plays as a defensive coordinator because there are big-time issues there. But I think – Mario Cristobal played against that dude when he was at the U, man, and I was in Texas, and we don't want to get into that discussion. But he's brought a physical brand of ball to Oregon. As he stated, it's been a process, and they may just be there, man, now, because they went there and punched Ohio State in the mouth, and I didn't envision that occurring. But I think they're for real. I'm still flummoxed by Washington stumbling out of the gates, you know, losing their first couple. We'll see if they can bring something to bear versus the Ducks, but they're definitely the leader in the clubhouse.
Hey, man, what about Notre Dame? And I know that Wisconsin is physical. Some people say Notre Dame has been living dangerously against inferior opponents. Is Wisconsin going to beat them in Chicago?
I'm not surprised if they do, but I'm going to say they don't. And you're right, Notre Dame has not been playing like Notre Dame since they whipped up on Florida. Well, they didn't whip up on them. You guys went to overtime there at Florida State. And maybe that's an indictment of Notre Dame. Maybe they're not as good as we thought because of what now their first opponent is posting. Wisconsin has a damn good defense. Jim Leonard, you know, former NFL guy, he always has a physical punch. They've been putting guys in the league like crazy here of late from that side of the ball. And if not for a few coverage busts versus Penn State in that 16-10 loss, they possibly win that game. But the reason I can't pick Wisconsin is because of their quarterback. He gives me zero reasons to choose Wisconsin to win this game. And I'm talking about Graham Mertz because he has zero touchdown passes through two games. And go back to last year when he won that job against Jack Cohn, who is the Notre Dame starting quarterback. Go back to last year. This guy in all the big games, he's just a 50% passer. So I'm not buying what he's selling until he can prove that he steps up in these type of ball games because he was woeful versus Penn State that first one. I mean, he was missing receivers and throwing interceptions. Just he was just perplexed going up against that defense. And Notre Dame's going to try to do the same. Understand Notre Dame's under the new management as well with Marcus Freeman coming over from Cincinnati. So those cats are still trying to wrap their arms around what this new defensive coordinator is asking them to do. But they got a bad one in that safety. I believe he's from Atlanta, isn't he, Kyle Hamilton?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
It's
a great point about Wisconsin. It's Brian Jones here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You watch him on CBS, SEC on CBS. All right, let's talk about what's really going on. Where are you getting these suits, man? Where are you getting these suits? Come on now.
I get them from the same place I've been getting them for the last 7-8 years, Taylor Bird. T-A-I-L-O-R-B-Y.
That's your guy?
D. Taylor Bird. Those are the folks, man. They hook the brother up.
All right. I got to make a phone call. That blazer you had on last week, I was like, woo!
No, it's fire. It's like Michael Corleone and Godfather 2. A lot of stuff going on.
Oh, wow. Hey, Fredo. Come on.
Well, hey, man, go get your tan on. We will talk to you soon. And, of course, we'll get a chance to catch up with you this year. No pandemic. We'll be a chance to hang out, hopefully, during the SEC Championship Week, man.
Yeah, man, we definitely got to do that. Let's make sure that happens. And y'all stay safe. Appreciate you.
We'll As do. Always. Thank you, Brian. All right, man. Good stuff from him. He's laying out a lot of stuff there, Mike. Listen.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.